the trenches that are cut by the plow, you call those the... Do you ever hear burrows?
Yes, but it's not a familiar term with me.
What have you heard it called?
That, furrow. Furrows. I guess I've read it, and in my mind I would read furrows.
Uh-huh. And if you got rid of all the brush and trees on your land, you'd say you did what to the land?
Cleared.
Okay. And when you're plowing with two horses, the one that walks in the furrow, do you know what he would be called?
No.
Do you ever hear the expression lead horse or knight horse? Or?
Yeah, I've heard lead horse, but I didn't know why. I just knew that it must be the one that was ahead. That's the way I would consider a lead horse.
Uh-huh. What about when you, before you could hitch a horse to a buggy or a wagon, you have to do what to him?
I don't know.
You put the...
reins?
Or the...
saddle. Oh, you would saddle them? No, that's to riding. I don't know. What's the word you want me to say?
Did you ever say you're going to gear them up or harness them?
Yeah, I would if I used it. I think I would probably say harness this, but I don't use the term because I never harness a horse.
When you're driving a horse, you guide him with the...
reins.
Is this when you're riding on a wagon or something?
Oh, I've never ridden on a wagon. I've just ridden on a horse.
But when you're on the horse, you have the reins.
Yeah.
And you put your feet in the...
stirrups.
And... you say, yesterday he, what, his horse?
Rode.
And I have never...
ridden.
And if you couldn't stay on, you'd say you fell...
off. From?
So say the whole thing. I fell
off the horse.
Okay. Say a child went to sleep in bed and woke up and found himself on the floor in the morning. You'd say...
I fell off the bed.
Okay. And wheat is tied up into a...
bundle.
And then the bundles are piled up into a...
stacks.
And talking about how much wheat you raise, you might say we raise 40, what, of wheat to an acre?
Oh, I don't know. Bundles?
Or talking about the bushel.
Bushel.
You say we raise 40?
Bushels.
Okay. And what do you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Don't know.
And say, talking about how much flour might be in a sack, you might say a sack might have 5 or 10
pounds.
And the inside part of the egg is called the
yolk.
What color is that?
Yellow.
And if you cook them in hot water, you call them
boiled.
Boiled.
Boiled eggs.
What if you crack them and let them fall out of the shells in the hot water?
Poached.
Okay. And say if